Running Out of Road by Gillian Godsell, Part 1, Chapter 2. It's not a crime to hit a dog. I never owned one before. I've often kicked a minging stray if it comes too close. Let's just say that I don't give off dog-friendly vibes. Dogs tend to leave me alone. Men, too, before I develop breasts. And even after. Brent gave me the puppy. He wanted to tie me down, soften those edges a little, make me dependent on another living creature. Or perhaps I read too much into his actions. Perhaps he just wanted a pup. I was not impressed. I shouted and shifted a bit, stormed out, if I remember correctly, and took off for the rest of the day. My recollection is a little hazy. Hazy because I ended up with a bottle of whiskey sitting on Bailey's Bridge. It's actually an aqueduct. Built in the past, made to last, made for jumping off. At least that's what Mari Wilson did. Just after I moved to Ballybourne, she came here at dawn, and by the time the hue and cry had followed her wake, she lay quite dead at the base, splattered across the rocks to one side of the base. I'm not bothered by morbid thoughts. I don't dwell on others' misfortunes. I do, however, wonder at the practicalities of her fall. Did she stand up and step out like a sleepwalker? Or did she kneel down, first in supplication, and tumble forward? Or pitch herself head first? I look over the edge, and despite the height, the ground, the rocks, and the grassy floor are all disquietingly close. Not much room for reflection as she fell. Forget the life passing before her eyes. All she'd be able for was a quick, "Oh, fuck!" and then splat! At least it would be fast. I don't know why I was so cross about the pup. He is a white, short-haired pointer cross. A brown patch covers one eye, with another pressed into the small of his back. His ears floppy when down, lift like superdog when alert. His long tail is white and skinny, with a tuft of hairs at the end. The non-patched eye is pink. His nose is also pink and spotted, as are his ears. His paws are massive, and he doesn't walk. He bounces. When I return, Brent is pissed off. I am just pissed. "You bloody retrograde," he shouts. George, our new pup, has pissed all over the back lounge. "We're all very suited," I shout back. "You're pissed, I'm pissed, and the dog is just plain pissing all over." I start to laugh. I laugh big belly laughs while Brent looks at me. "Piss off," he shouts, and storms back to the bar. I piss myself laughing while George bounces, barks, and bounds round the lounge. But that's enough about piss and pups and human pulp.